team. We're going to conclude this series tonight, and we'll start next week on the value of vision. And we'll finish the year on the value of vision, hopefully, unless the Lord shifts. And if he shifts, we'll move with him, do whatever he has. Amen. John 17, verse number 1. The word of God says, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. And tonight we're going to focus on verse number 3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Tonight we're looking at new assurance. New assurance. Amen. What? Amen. Oh, I thought you were reminding me that I missed something. When my wife looks at me certain ways, I have to respond. You know, when you think of assurance, what comes to your mind? Yeah, we have that song at the end of your worksheet if you look at it, but that's not what's coming to our mind here with the word assurance. Assurance is having confidence. Amen? You know, we have through Christ Jesus, we have the greatest assurance policy. Amen? Just like we have insurance to cover our auto, our health, our home, we have blessed assurance, or the assurance of God's word to protect us eternally. Amen? So the first thing I'm going to look at is new life, life defined. Life defined. And we're going to look at first to reverse. So in Matthew chapter 16, go with me there. Verse number 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? One of the things where the Lord was speaking my heart about is when we take up our cross and follow Jesus, we reverse our course. And when we reverse our course, we reverse the curse. Amen? So when we're taking up our cross, what do you think it means to take up your cross? It means for us to die daily. It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. So as a new believer, I was going down life's highway in this direction, and now I turned around, and now I'm following Jesus. Amen? And I'm following his example. So my course has been reversed. And the curse of death has been reversed. So also we have to receive Second one is to receive. And if you look in John chapter 3, John 3, verse number 36, the Word of God says, "He that believeth on the Son have everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Amen? So we're not only just to reverse our course, but we need to receive him. And one of the things that's so important for you and I to understand, if I'm following somebody, I've made them my lead. And when we just don't pick him up as our Savior, we make him the Lord of our life. We turn our life over to him. Amen? Then, the third thing I have here is life defined is to reverse our course, to receive him as Lord. And the third thing I have here is to reap, because God is not mocked. Whatsoever we sow, that we shall also reap. So if you look with me in Galatians 6, he says, "For he that soweth to his flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting." Amen? So we're sowing to the Spirit. You know, I love that, Hosea 10:12. It's one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. He says, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up the fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon you." Amen? So as we're following Jesus, we've reversed the course. We've received him as Lord, and we're going to reap life everlasting. Amen? So as we're looking at that, that's one of the things that we have is this in this insurance policy of God, that he's a man that can't lie. He said it, and he has to do everything he said. Amen? Everybody with me? Secondly, we have life discerned. Life discerned. God sent his word first, number one, to reveal. If you look in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse number 23, the Word of God says this: "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord." So first he has to discern, he reveals to us purpose and plan. Then secondly, I have here to relate. I try to find my R's, my follow letters. Does everybody follow me when I do that? Is it too corny for you? Anybody have any thoughts? Silas? Thank you, Silas. Silas is answering for the congregation now. And Silas, they all were quiet because you said so. Hosea. Hosea chapter 6. Verse number 3. The prophet Hosea said, "Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth." Amen. You know, I love the refreshing of the Lord. How many like to be refreshed? Amen. The mercies of the Lord are new every morning. Amen. He wants to refresh us. He wants to renew us. Amen. He has a plan for every and a purpose for every life of each individual. Amen. That he wants us to know him. He wants to be in that, to relate to me is he wants to be in a relationship. Okay? And you can only be in a, have a true relationship with somebody by spending time with them. How many know that long distance relationships don't work too good? Huh? Yours did. Let me go hit her with the Bible. Her husband was in the military. No, he couldn't. Sometimes long-distance relationships work, but most of the time, long-distance relationship. Now, in that long-distance relationship, would you rather have been closer? Okay. That's, huh? It was temporary. Amen. He was serving our country. Amen. So in relationships, and the Lord wants us to be in a relationship with him. And we get in a relationship by spending time with him. Well, how do you spend time with the Lord? Prayer. What other ways? Word. What other words? Ways. Worship, praise. When I go out to the park, everybody probably thinks I'm crazy because I'm praising the Lord. I'm either whistling or I'm singing praise songs. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, right? He loves our praise. He loves our worship. He loves our communication. He loves for us. He says, "Draw near to me and I'll draw near to you." Amen. And then he tells us to cleanse our hands, or you sinners, and purify your hearts, and not to be double-minded. Amen. So we're in a relationship with him. I love relationships. Amen. You know, we're all in a relationship together. What do you mean we're in a relationship together? We're all brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. We're family. Amen. And guess what? I don't know if you know my family. We have all kinds of different personalities.
Yes, we do.
Amen. And there's all kinds of personalities. We'll just leave it at that. Amen. And we're in the different personalities. But when we come together at Christmas time, all those personalities don't matter. We don't gather very many times, but at Christmas, usually as a family, because we all have our own children and stuff. But when we gather together, our personalities kind of don't matter because we're all together in unity. And we all have different kinds of personalities in here. Amen? But we're all valuable. And everybody's part is important. Amen? And you know something with the Lord? No one in here is more valuable than someone else. Amen? God values each and every one of you, especially those that are awake. Hallelujah. That's my teenager. Every time I look at these teenagers, I remember one day about a couple years ago, I was a teenager. It wasn't too awful long ago. Probably like a generation, longer than a generation. A generation. Okay, I better leave that subject alone. Secondly, he wants us to have, he wants us to replicate. He wants us to replicate. Look with me in Colossians chapter 1. Verse number 10. "That you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." And in other words, we're replicating what Christ did for you and I. You and I. He set the example. Amen. So we're following Jesus. Amen. We're following Jesus. The Apostle Paul said this: "Follow me as I follow Jesus." In other words, follow the Jesus part of me, but if it doesn't align with the word, don't follow it. Amen? Don't follow the flesh, follow the spirit. Okay. Third, we're going to look at life divine. When I was thinking about divine life, I was thinking about being one to be regenerated. Amen. I was sharing with Jan earlier. I don't like the time change. I'll just be straight for it. I don't like time change. It messes my clock up. My thought is, why just can't we fall back and we spring forward? Why don't we just leave it where it's at? How many lose sleep or their sleep gets messed up or whatever because time changes and everything changes? It's just like it's hard to adjust to. Amen. I myself walking with the Lord, which many of us need. We need to be regenerated. Okay, we need to be fired up a little bit. Amen. I think it's time for I know we're entering into a season when the power of God is going to show up so much. He's going to get people on fire. Amen. And they're not going to be burning. Don't misunderstand what I mean on fire. Amen. They're going to be excited about the things of God. Amen. With this in mind, look with me in John chapter 10. We're looking at to regenerate. Jesus said this. Verse number 10, he said, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I have come that they might have life and they may have it more abundantly." Amen. I think that God wants you and I to have Zoe life. He wants us to have the abundance of life. Amen. And in the natural, it's kind of difficult because of the time that we're living in. It's kind of difficult to have abundance of life unless you're connected to the source of life. And then the abundance flows. Amen. I need to stay plugged in. We all need to stay plugged in. We all need to stay connected. Amen. Look the one next to you and say, "I can't do this without you. God brought you into my life that we could do this together. Because together we're better." Amen? 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 You just restored your marriage and give your honey a kiss. Okay, no hickeys in the sanctuary. Let me say this to you. This calls for us to regulate. To regulate. And 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse number 8. "And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." Amen? Amen? So when we're staying in it with this connection and we're being regenerated, he's going to regulate. He's going to make grace abound towards you and I, that he is supplying us and he's taking care of us. Amen? He also says, when I look at this, is to reflect, to reflect. Ephesians 20. 3:20. There's no Ephesians 20. If you're looking for Ephesians 20, you'll be looking all night. Ephesians 3. Verse number 20. God's word says, "Now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh where? It's working in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." So what we're looking at is we're the reflection of Christ in this world. And we need to recognize that he would do exceeding abundantly above what we ask or we even think. According to the power that works where? That's a working inside of you and I by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Silas said amen. 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 Or all my ass said. Amen. Amen. I have in here also, I've had that song, that old hymn song, "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased of God, of the Spirit in his blood. This is my song, my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long." Marley and I sing good together, man. Huh? She loves them old hymns. She even married one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Is that corny or what? Do I get a point? What do you think? Was it worth one? Was that a one-pointer or a two-pointer, Joe? She said she loves singing hymns. What did I say? I even forgot what I said. Oh, you married a hymn. I thought it was pretty corny, right? This is a corny test. What do y'all think of corny old men? What do you think? Okay, that's what they think. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In closing, we decide. Look with me in 1 John chapter 5. Verse 13. "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence," blessed assurance, "this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him." You know, I love it when Jesus says, "Ask, you shall receive, seek, you shall find, and knock, and the door shall be opened." Amen? God wants you and I to understand tonight that we have new assurance as children of God, that our life is divine. He's come to reverse, to receive.